This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Niger Arsenal fandom, worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas.
It is so good to see your team. They do what you really want them to do at the right time. You know, we get different times of winning. We don't see a situation whereby Arsenal win when they're not supposed to win. As a matter of fact, I don't say every win is very important, but then, I must say this one a very crucial win, very important win for we. And I must say the spirit is high and the delivery and productivity is massive. And that is how it should be. My name never changed. My name still remains that angel will not get wings, that angel will not fly. But you know the matter. Yes, me a fly boy. If you call me Jiggy, does it better. You know, as a matter to be. All right, as a matter of fact, good game for inside the Emirates. In as much as most some Arsenal fans who I know fear to watch this particular game because they may feel say Leicester City could just disgrace us or go embarrass ourselves, as the case may be. But truth be told, the ginger, the deliberate hunger for success, the audacity of winning. Still the inside the DNA of the boys, and that is it. It no pass like this. Truth be told, it no pass like this. You know, I been on talk some few weeks ago about the ginger of we goalkeeper, the man that they call Arams Ramsdale, based on the way he ginger up and down, the jump, the run, kitty kitty. You understand? You know, no composure. After that particular moment, it seems as though nobody only me notice him. It'd be like most persons also notice him. And it'd be like even our own coach, Mikel Arteta, notice him. And it'd be like, from the look of things, he has been talked to. He has been spoken to. Okay, sorry, I make mistake. He has been spoken to. As a matter of fact, I need to see that ginger again. As of our game today, I don't see that ginger from him. He was very composed in the goal post and he made some crucial saves, even some kind of saves where I've been already carrying and put for head saying a goal. If you see the bench camera, the camera for bench, you go notice as even the coach of Leicester City, Graham Rogers, to an extent, you get one head that way being go for a post way the man that they call Arams Ramsdale make a good catch of it. Even himself, he maintains that ball already enter with the way he put it on for head, the jump. You understand? So as a matter of fact, good goalkeeping from the man that they call Arams Ramsdale. Our back line, Gabriel Magalhaes, you know, our last two games, Gabriel Magalhaes, the composure, the confidence, the ginger because it be like say it get K leg, it backslide and a Ben White gonna drive fix up everything. It be like he don't really get in mojo back and in composure with Ben White yesterday. Now the kind of composure would be the expect and we don't already the experience before our two last games. And truth be told, Gabriel Magalhaes really did a wonderful job. And again, Kieran Tierney and the man that they call Cedric Suarez. Truth be told, Kieran Tierney, as it should be, as expected, no sleeping on the bicycle in the always do him. But we have been to get small, slight issue now with the man what did they call Cedric Suarez for we last game, especially now with Tomiyasu no day. But truth be told, for this today's game, I must say his composure, his ability, his ginger was awesome. Then our two defensive midfielders, the man that they call Thomas Partey after Partey, just permit me to call her like that. Now the way they sweep me now, they call him Thomas Partey after Partey. Yes, Thomas Partey. I must say, Thomas Partey, Granit Xhaka, they build up a formidable kind of force for that defensive midfield where they push out to be something we can experience at the end of the season as to be the best defensive midfielders. Did they push out that best defensive collabo of the season, which is what I go really did very happy about. Now, the simple thing I talk about, their composure, their ginger, their play yesterday, their style yesterday, and I be say, discipline really don't come between the two of them. You know, even when they collect red cards, even when they make some kind of errors, even though there's a result of poor form, truth be told, if we watch very well, we know that's a result of poor form. I mean, that's a result of indiscipline. They know that they're too disciplined to avoid some kind of unwanted tackles. Yes. Some unwanted fouls, some unwanted yellow cards, and the rest. And truth be told, this guy's composure right now, it is so nice, as it should be. Thomas Partey, Granit Xhaka, good collaboration, good understanding, good ginger, good vibe, and good discipline. I feel now discipline, they may lack. And the discipline, the moment they get them now, they are getting everything right. I must say, they're one of the best defensive midfielders, best collaborative midfielders currently right now in the Premier League, where I don't focus my attention to, truth be told. I know you're talking because I'll be Arsenal fan, and you're talking because of I'll be football fan, and I'm waiting at their experience, but that their collaboration, they're good. Yes, we don't see the likes of them in N'Golo Kante, them likes of them Wilfred and Didi. Yes, do them well, but no forgetting, do them as individuals, they don't do them as collaboratively. You understand? Understanding with a fellow defensive midfielder. You understand? This now waiting even Man United, they fail to understand within their defensive midfield today. That's why you see Scott McTominay, they run, they go left. Fred, they run, they go right. And then they get a good understanding. That is what is affecting them. And we now understanding with each other for inside that defensive midfield, it don't make the midfield solid. And then it can't give an open room for our young, talented Norway midfielder to showcase in talent. And that is what is happening. Martin Odegaard, wonderful, fantastic player. Truth be told, this guy, na player will get him for body. You know, during the time of Mesut Ozil, na part of what we've been a beg for, cry for BDs. Give us a good defensive midfielder. Allow Ozil to display and you get the best out of him. No give him too many stress of attacking and defending. Once you give them that stress, it will affect them. And now would have been a cry for bit that. And now would they now the chance we don't carry Grantham onto the man of the call and the Norway midfielder be this Martin Odegaard. And we are seeing the best out of him. One thing I understand about football is defensive midfield is one of a central role in a football, in a team, where if you know they're strong enough, your team go fit collapse. And our defensive midfield is, for me, perfect. The collaboration is perfect and we're getting the best out of Martin Odegaard. Wonderful play. And our wing side, our two wingers. I don't know. It'd be like they tell Gabriel Martinelli, say, if Emmy Smith-Rowe come back from injury, go fit, go back bench. Because the way they play like everything is at stake. In they play like it's a final and that is how it should be. Good play from Gabriel Martinelli. Good energy. The boy is not just anytime soon trying to stop. In just they try put everything in order to get this top four like say na World Cup. And that is how it should be. Bukayo Saka, star boy, as it should be. Now he the player. I know fit emphasize much on that one because since the day he picked form under the time of Unai Emery till date, my brother, he has been impressive. Wonderful play, wonderful build up from the wing side. And for our top striker, Lacazette, I must say, in as much as we know they get that top result of getting goals from him, I must say his build up from the midfield, from the attacking force is awesome. Yes, awesome. Awesome. That's a word I can use. Awesome. Then talking about our substitution. My dear, I want to get small, baby. Nicolas Pepe, I still emphasize his in form. I still feel, no matter how good the boys they play, a good team is as good as his good. A good team, they say a good team. Now, how did they talk about again? A good team is as good as his bench, okay? A good team is as good as his bench. You need to get a good bench. We don't want a situation whereby these boys go to impress. Tomorrow they go get injured. We don't go get good substitute. We don't get good replacement. I feel Nicolas Pepe should be given much time. At least 70 minutes, he should be in. 65 to 78 minutes should be in. I didn't like that situation whereby they put 10 minutes to end of match, 18 minutes to end of match, 7 minutes to end of match. I feel you just kill his vibe. I feel he needs more time play. He's in form. You need to utilize them now when they're in form rather than when not they're in form, when they push them, they struggle to build them up. If you ask me the player ratings for today's game, I must say, master from the attacking force, Alexander Lacazette, 7 over 10. Gabriel Martinelli, 7 over 10. Bukayo Saka, 8 over 10. Midfield, Thomas Partey, 8 over 10. Granit Xhaka, 7 over 10. Martin Odegaard, 9 over 10. Backline, Ben White, 8 over 10. Gabriel Magalhaes, 8 over 10. Cedric Suarez, 8 over 10. Kieran Tierney, 8 over 10. Then, our goalkeeper, Aarons Ramsdale, 10 over 10. That is just it. My name never changed. My name still remains that angel will not get wings, that angel will not fly. But you know the matter. Yes, me not fly ball.
If you've been a Jazz Now fan, make sure say you to follow us on top Instagram and Twitter at UpGunnersNG. We do on top Facebook as well at UpGunnersNG. UpGunners!